Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
Now this is a very, very exciting Friday Live because we got Who Shot Scott in the building. How you doing?
Yo, yo, how's it going?
Oh, so good. And you got your compadre, Hayan. How you doing?
Hey, kia ora. I'm good, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you in here. I feel like this has been needing to happen for a long time. Have you done a Friday Live before?
I think we did do one a couple of years ago, yeah, but it's been too long. It's been too long. Yeah,
It's been way too long.
We've been itching to get back in one of these things, yeah.
You're one of those artists, like, you're not new to this, you're true to this. You've been in the scene doing this for a long time. And, like, one of the things I really love about you is how particular your sound is without feeling like it sounds like anything else.
Cool.
Such a hard thing for artists to do. How did you find your sound?
Oh, thank you, first of all. Thank you so much. I have to say that my process is very intuitive. I shut out the outside world a lot. I get very meditative. I get very, like, you know, listen to what's inside of me and what really wants to be expressed. And like a lot of the time, it's funny, I was just talking to my manager yesterday about, like, when I've been writing music and stuff, and I'm like, I swear it's like I just go into those rooms and the songs are just already there, and I just happen to be the one making them, you know, like it feels like there's not really a sense of, like, ownership over them. So yeah, it's just very, like, what feels good, like following that, you know, just following it all the way to the end.
I'll like try to tell you to listen to a song while you're writing an album. You'll be like, yeah, sweet, when I'm done writing the album.
Yeah, no,
you shut the world out.
I think of, like, music that we listen to kind of like our diet. So I get very, like, yeah, very, very particular about what I eat, so to speak, you know, yes. when I'm working on a project. That goes down to, like, film and, like, sort of like, just all sorts of, like, things, like, you know, just trying to just curate an experience for myself that inspires me and makes me want to lean forward. And that just so happens to, you know, lead to me writing songs. And yeah, it's a really beautiful process. Yeah.
That makes so much sense for you, because I think, as well as the music, you have such a beautifully curated, like, visual aesthetic too. Like, you really take the art as a holistic thing with the music as well.
For sure, yeah.
How did you find that? And, like, you've worked with some amazing people as well.
Yeah, totally. Like, straight off the bat, I have to shout out my bro, Connor Pritchard, who directs all the videos. I have to shout out my bro right here, Hayan.
Shout out, Hayan. Who
helps me out with so much on the visual front as well. Yeah, this is a team effort, you know, in a lot of ways. Like, I write the songs, and I'm Who Shot Scott. But yeah, this thing is, like, it's such a communal, like, beautiful thing. I love, like, when I'm working with people to just be like, here's a budget, do whatever the fuck you want, you know, like, just run it up. Like, it's so fun. Full trust, because I love seeing, like, all the people that, you know, I'm so blessed to work with. Like, I love to just, they're all so talented. I just love to see, like, what they come up with without, in the same way that if I was in their shoes, like, I wouldn't want someone to necessarily, like, limit me necessarily. Just like, hey, like, what you do is beautiful, like, you know, do it how you want to do it, you know, and everyone just enjoys the process way more. And that's why, you know, the same visual team and same, like, even people that helped me with the engineering stuff have been the same people for, like, the last 5 years, honestly. Just like, it's so fun, you know, just so fun. Yeah.
That makes so much sense, because you also produce for other artists, right? Like,
yes.
You've got that uplifting thing with you as well. How do you curate that studio space to make it, like, a nice space? Because it sounds like that's your whole ethos, is, like, everyone collaborating together.
For sure, yeah. Oh, safe, like, making a super safe space for the artists to feel vulnerable and, like, that they can come in here and, like, you know, just try every idea and, like, also just, like, feel very safe in failing as well. Like, that's like a very big part of it. So yeah, it's just like, you know, talking to the artists and just, like, taking the pressure off, because I feel like the industry and all the stuff, like, around you, all that outside stuff can, like, really get to you sometimes.
Yeah.
But I try to treat the studio as, like, a sacred space. And so, like, if I'm in with, like, you know, Jess B or Juju Lips, who are some artists that I produce for, it's like, yeah, just getting them on, like, a really, like that level where it's, like, real safe, like, let's just try everything and let's try that idea that you've always wanted to try but we're always too scared because you thought someone would judge you for, like, let's just see what happens, you know. And we end up with very beautiful music as a result.
That's a real Kenny Beats ethos.
Is it? Okay,
He was talking to Zach Fox about it, and he was like, yeah, he's like, whatever the artist who comes in the studio wants to make, that's what we make. Like, I'm not going to dictate that for them, which is...
It's they have to live with it. They have to release it. They're the face of it. That's them for life, you know, whereas the producer... Well, you know, of course, people understand that the producer worked on it. I think that there's much less attachment on that role. So, yeah, for me, I found the artists that I work with... they tell me that they enjoy working because, you know, it's like, it's because it's all about them, you know, it's I'm there to serve them and what they want to do. And it's like, my ego isn't really in the picture.
Oh, yeah. Bliss.
You're an artist as well.
So yeah. Exactly.
You know how it feels to like want to like have a bit more control. And then you also have the producer role.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then your own art too. Like, I feel like that's safety and that vulnerability. Like your music is vulnerable as well. Like it touches a real spot, I guess, in people. And you talk a lot about your own upbringing as well, which is like amazing because people need to hear this. Like you're such a success story for Aotearoa.
Oh,
like,
thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Which is beautiful. And you have an album coming out in June.
Yeah, yeah.
Hairy.
It's called Hairy. And it's stories from my high school experience as a Kiwi Iraqi kid who, you know, was bullied a lot in high school for many things like rapping and just being generally like quite other, I suppose. And another big thing was like, you know, puberty and body hair was like a big thing I was bullied for, like in locker rooms and stuff like that. So yeah, a big part of what I do with music and sort of the way that I find purpose is like turning pain into power, you know, turning those things that either were used against us or, you know, like just sit with us a little bit wrong and just like, hey, like if you have something, like for me, it happens to be music, but whatever, like just channel it and turn it into something positive. Tell these stories as like candidly as possible and just like, yeah, show that, you know, if there's a hairy Arab kid or whatever it is that, you know, it's like for me, it was hairiness, but for everyone, it's something, you know, and it's like, now we can get through this. And I hope that like me expressing my stuff, even if just one kid out there listening can like, you know, resonate, that's a win for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful, man. Should we hear some music?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm gonna shut up. You guys do it.
Nah, let's do it.
He got a fast car, he's got a fast car. He drives 140 kilometers up in a residential black top. And that's the passport to get a junkie to dump in the engine pump. And she jumping up in his passenger seat. It's like she laughing at me. I gave her everything, but I could never drag on the street. I gave her flowers, conversations, and affection, validation by the pages. But it really doesn't matter, cause he's got a really fast car. He's got a fast car, he's got a fast car. Got a really fast car, yeah, he's got a fast car. He's got a fast car, he's got a fast car. Got a really fast car, check, he's got a fast car. He's got a fast car, he's got a fast car, got a really fast car, yeah, he's got a fast car, he's got a fast car, he's got a invested stocks in his whip. Now everybody trying to ride in his shit. He's got the automatic wipers and shit. Now she won't even bat an eye at the kid. A lot more comfortable than little Honda Fit. My shit ain't even pass a bar in the fitness. Fake bumper, fake rims. I'm sitting on some 17s, he's 26. She broke her motherfucking plans for him. Yeah, she ran to him, stuck a clamp to him. Whole time, she gave a brain, but he's got no brain. Whole semester, he ain't pass a grade, not one time. And tell me what you leave and talk about when his engine's so fucking loud. And I can see the insecurity purely by the way this shit sound. That's how, but he's got a really fast car. He's got a fast car. He drives 140 kilometers up in a residential black top. And that's the passport to get a junkie to thump in the engine pump. And she's jumping up in his passenger seat. It's like she laughing at me. I gave her everything, but I could never drag on the street. I gave her flowers, conversations, and affection, validation by the pages. But it really doesn't matter, cause he's got a really fast car. He's got a fast car. He's got a fast car. Got a really fast car. Yeah, he's got a fast car. He's got a fast car.
Yeah, stop trying to talk, motherfuckers. I know that I can't talk. Trying to stop the inevitability, can't stop. When she caught his disease, she a junkie, the jaws drop. No, I'm not in his league, and I never was. To be honest, man, I know in my future I'm really an army. And I know in my future I might be balling. I can say what I want, I can flip it whatever way. But I'm 17 and I'm dating, man. I wish I had a fast car, had a fast car. Wish that I could drive 140 kilometers up on a black top and not get caught. Maybe then she think I'm cool, maybe then she wanna sit up in my passenger seat. Instead of laughing at me, instead of telling all the friends that I got weird looking feet, instead of posting online that my house is smelly, it could all be so sweet. Just maybe if only I had a fast car, had a fast car, had a fast car. Wish I had a fast car. If I had a fast car, had a fast car, it could all be so okay. If I just had a fast car, had a fast car, had a fast car. If I had a fast car, wish I had a fast car, just a fast car, it could all be so okay.
Sweet.
Oh, where? That's what's up. Now I need a fast car, man. That was crazy.
By Honda Fit.
So that tune's written about a girl you knew from high school.
Yeah. A girl that I was like dating. Excuse me. Dating. And dating. I'm going back to high school. My voice is cracking. If I had to put into words what that song really is like the high school naive teenage boys thinking of like a fast car is like everything, and it's like it has so much more to do than with just the fast car. It's really like about like your insecurities and all that stuff, but like who's got the fast car is like the coolest kid, and you know, like the specific story is like talking about a girl that I was like sort of dating at the time when I was in high school, and this guy had a really cool car, and so but like, you know, she just so happened to like leave me for him, but in my mind I was like it's the car, but really when I look back it's like it wasn't the car. You're just like such an idiot little 15 year old 17 year old kid that's like, damn, if only I had a fast car and not my stupid little Honda Fit, I'd probably be and then at the end the song kind of turns into like a bit more of like a self-reflective thing where it's like, oh yeah, actually nah, this is more than just a fast car guy.
Yo, real as hell. What you got up for us next? I'm excited.
This one is Loner's Anthem. Yeah.
Sing along in your car, in your fast
car.
Yeah.
If you got one, please.
Or on the bus, sing too.
Yeah. It go yeah. It go yeah. You know I'm banned from the light. I never come on sight because I'm anxious, and I've done this all my life, and I was happy when I did not compare to those who love to dance through the night. And now it's no more like what I'm just acting alright. But boy, it's so on sight inside this angst in the mind. It's really not a vibe, I'm super anti-aligned. I can't compare to those who love to dance through the night. And now it's no more, but I'm just not for me. This shit is not for me. I'm just like probably a lonely loyalty. If I was half of me, then maybe possibly it'd be more hard to me. A lonely loyalty. Let's go.
Everybody looking at me.
Yeah.
I don't wanna get nasty.
Yeah.
Not the life for the party.
Yeah.
Guess I put it all past me.
Yeah.
I don't like to feel lonely.
Yeah.
But I promise that I'm better that way.
Yeah.
I just wanna go home.
I don't want to know ya. Antisocial, anti-superficial, sugar-coated. Conversations about you, what you do, and who you know. And
I don't need nobody, baby, I'm a super loner.
All my friends are not my friends, I guess we had to grow up. Why I'm always initiating the conversation? Why am I doing it? I don't know what I'm doing.
Let's go. Everybody looking at me.
Yeah.
I don't wanna get nasty.
Yeah.
Not the life for the party.
Yeah.
Guess I put it all past me.
You guys having too much fun up in here. I love this so much, fun. Man. So
Honda,
fun.
Cut the check.
Yeah, facts.
Straight up, we name drop you enough, Honda.
I know.
What you got up next for us, homie?
This one's called, do you want to like preface it or just run right into it? What do you want?
Give us a little rundown. What's the song?
Okay, this one's called Little Bit of Heart. It's about like, actually, I've kind of shot myself in the foot. I don't want to say what it's about, but it's
shot's gone in the foot. Shot's gone in the foot. You're going crazy up in here, dog.
This one's about like having weird like Stockholm syndrome for like toxic relationships.
And that's all that needs to be said about that.
That's all that needs to be said. Yeah!
She got it.
She do.
I think it's now.
What?
It's just one problem.
What's that?
It's too organic.
Yo.
I want it salty. I want it toxic now. I want revolted. Oh, she's so nice. That's why I like her. She's just so earthbound. Yeah. Ain't nothing really wrong with a little bit of teeny, teeny, little bit of heart. No. Nothing wrong, man. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of heart. No. Not wrong with a little bit, a little bit, a little bit of heart. Hey, 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 hey. And it go like hot so styles with a mouthful style. She mad, she fight, then again throws rocks in this bitch. Just when it can't seem bad, then the inner motherfucker tell me that he wants toxic and shit. We can get it in the middle, but I wonder if she, you know what, can get me off. Thanks to the loss, man, I feel this force like I can't love if you don't get me. No props to the mid, low kids, she's trying to live life, no fear. I'm on the conscious side, and the forces fly. I don't care, wanna feel like Mars and Venus, but the cosmos must warn us, yeah. Just call it both sides, we're all resources, yeah.
Oh, she's so nice.
That's why I like her. She's just so earthbound, yeah. But ain't nothing really wrong with a little bit of heart. No, ain't nothing wrong, man. Ain't nothing wrong with a teeny, teeny little bit of heart. No, nothing wrong. That's the 1, 2, 3, let's go. Hey, 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 hey. She sleek, I'm gassed, she freaky. My guess, she wicked. I can't dissect it. My past, deep in it. My past keeps creeping. I'm mad, she's perfect. She gets it out of me. I think I like it. I think she got it.
She do.
I think it's right now, man. But it's just one problem. It's too organic.
Yo,
I want it salty. I want it toxic now. I want revolting, babe. And it goes like hot. Nothing wrong with a bit of heart.
No.
Nothing's wrong if you pick a size. Yeah. Nothing wrong with a bit of heart.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of heart.
And if you're in your Honda Fit right now, just know I used to be in a Honda Fit too. And look at me now. I'm live at 95 BFM with my brother performing for you guys. You can do it too. Yeah, you can do it too.
And it goes like, how come it still feel like that?
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 How come it still feel like that? How come it still feel like that?
How come
it
still feel like that?
How come it still feel like that?
How come it still feel like that?
How come it still feel like that?
How come it still feel like that?
How come it still feel like that?
Oh my days.
Oh, wait, it's getting lit up and we're jumping and everything, man.
Yeah, facts.
That's a little bit hot.
Yeah. You got one more for us, or how many?
Oh, it was three, I thought.
But we can do one more if you got time.
Oh, you got the other songs.
Let's run one.
I'm
more.
The DJ, man. I have one job. Let's have all the
okay,
songs.
Okay, hold on. Give me one sec. Let me just look through this list.
We're getting deep into here. Man, I haven't jumped that much in so long.
I mean, we could do...
It's all going down here.
That one maybe?
Yeah, should we get funky?
We can get funky on one last one, yeah.
You know, that sounds beautiful.
Okay.
One last, before we go though.
Yes.
Because we'll play this song, we'll head on out. But when can people come and see you next? When's the next live show? Because
we're actually going, in like 3 weeks, we're going overseas to the UK for the Great Escape. And then we got a UK tour and then got some Canada stuff happening, but we will be back, and we're certainly going to be doing some Aotearoa shows.
This if you happen to be listening in the Northern Hemisphere, we've got you. If not, we'll see you soon.
We'll
see you very soon.
100%.
And June 5th, Harry comes out.
June 5th, my debut album, Harry, stories from 13 to 18 years old about young Iraqi kid being bullied for having body hair.
Yo, if that interests you.
A band camp, everywhere. Just
get the vinyl.
Yeah, and there's a vinyl. There's a vinyl. Be impressed.
There you go.
So,
there you go.
It's everywhere.
Push up, Scott. Take it away. One more track.
Let's go. Thank you. I'm not the best out, but I can feel me mugging from the rest out. You can't tell me nothing, man. I'm bugging, baby. Confessing how that this could all be nothing but a test of how this paranoia man has really got me bugging. Me. Why they wanna come to play me? Magic One's back and they also hate me. Why I gotta act so goddamn crazy? I know that they act like they like me. They go and tell me that I'm gonna go hiking. I know their motives don't show so sinister. Wear the mask, never show that. Feel something like jealousy. Feel something like envy. Feel something like envy, envy, envy. It feels like some bad energy. Feel like some bad enemy. Feel something like enemy. I feel some of that. Look, I'm not the best out, but I can feel me mugging from the west out. You can't tell me nothing, man. I'm bugging. Oh, damn. Confessing how that this could all be nothing but a test of how this paranoia man has really got me bugging. I can't keep on trying. Yes, I do my best, but I feel it coming. Yes, I feel it coming. This shit got me crying like I don't know who's my friends. Yeah, I feel like I am bugging. Feel something like jealousy. Feel something like envy. Feel something like envy, envy, envy. Feel like some bad energy. Feel like some bad enemy. Feel something like envy. Feel some of that jealousy, jealousy. Feel some of that. Feel some of that. I'm not the best out, but I can feel me mugging from the west out. You can't tell me. Man, I'm bugging. I'm testing how that this could all be nothing but a test of how this paranoia man has really got me bugging. Paranoia got me bugging. Yeah, it's really got me bugging. Man, I'm feeling like I'm 15 years old once again in my little Honda Fit, and I cannot make a frame. Man, it's really got me bugging. Yeah, it's really got me bugging. Oh yeah, baby. Yeah, it's really got me. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.